me in the good scripture in the book of 2 Peter tonight. 2 Peter, and we'll look in chapter 1 of 2 Peter in the scriptures tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll start reading in verse number 4 in 2 Peter. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, had escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and the knowledge temperance, and the temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It won't be long now that we'll stand before Him, thank God, and give an account of ourselves. Tonight, if you're saved, you have saving faith. You have a divine nature. That means the nature of God. The God nature is in you, and we have this power that God's given us that we might add these thanks to our faith. Thank God. I don't know how to express this, but it looks like to me that these are building blocks, are steps, amen, that's something that we have to do, thank God, as a Christian. And I wonder tonight, just where are we at? Amen. I look at these things tonight, and I thought, thank God, sometimes you get to thinking about this, where are you at? Thank God, it's good to put the examination on your own self and see where you are with God. See, he said the divine nature got you out or escaped, thank God, from the corruption that is in this world through lust. And so he said the divine nature delivers you, thank God, from things that God forbids and things that will hinder you, thank God, from going on with God. It seems like to me tonight there's a lot of temptation in this world, and there is a temptation to the people of God, amen, from satanic attacks to our lust and wickedness, amen, is always on the prowl and always, thank God, seeking whom it may devour and destroy. Now, he said here that we have faith. Beside all this, verse 5, given all diligence, add to your faith. The word add means to contribute or, thank God, to increase. If you add something, then you got an increase. It's Christian life is not neutral ground. It's amazing to me tonight how many people have not grown in God hardly at all. And brother, they're just sensual. They don't have no desire for spiritual things. That's contrary to the way God said that this new birth takes place, that a man does have a desire for the things of God. Now, in this scripture too, it talks about carnal babes in Christ. Amen. You ought not be in this place. You ought to go on to perfection. And therefore, he said here, and add to your faith. And the first thing he said, add to your faith, is virtue. Now, virtue tonight would be a moral uprightness. It would be manliness according to what the definition is. To me, it means just being responsible. Amen. And being what you ought to be for God. And therefore, it takes that in your own personal life. If you don't do these things, then tonight you're not going to go to the next step. I believe God's a God of order, and I believe God set this up in order. Thank God for a man. If he's going to go further with God, he's got to be, thank God, responsible to obey God and walk in the light God's given him and through the Word. And I believe tonight, thank God, that we have to, thank God, have this. We've got to be responsible. responsible. There's people tonight that do not, thank God, live responsible to God. And I'll say this, a man that responds to God will respond to God. And I know that sounds different, but it is. A man that responding to God in salvation is a man that responds to God as a Christian, obey Him when He speaks to him. And that morality tonight, that moral uprightness, that honesty, can I say that? That a man that's going to add to faith, he's got to be honest, amen, in his heart, and the purity of heart, and the walking in faith. Thank God that men can listen. He said, be circumspect. Amen. That's right. Be wise. And we ought to add this to faith tonight. Thank God the stature of a man, thank God's measured a lot of times, amen, by his moral uprightness, his circumspect life. Thank God how he lives, how he treats others, how he walks. It has an effect tonight on faith. He said, faith without works is dead. And without the works added to faith, we don't add the grace through faith for our salvation. But once the foundation of salvation is laid in Christ, then we add, thank God, we build upon that in our lives. Amen. And so would you say tonight, I'm just asking this, would you say that you have added virtue? Would you say you've added this great thing of virtue? Then he said this, he said, add to virtue knowledge. Now, didn't God say to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus? The knowledge is to know something. Amen. And listen to that. Can I give you this? Thank God, knowledge is a word of experience. Thank God, you don't know something until you experience it. Now, I believe what he's saying here, once you get to growing in God, you ought to have experiences in the knowledge of His fellowship, in the knowledge of His communion. If you don't study the Bible, read the Bible, hear from God, amen, listen, friend, you're not going to grow. You're not going to add. Listen tonight. When we read the Scripture, we're letting God talk to us. Amen. That's the great thing of knowledge. Knowledge can puff up, but that's not the motive of getting knowledge. The motive of knowledge ought to be that I know more about Christ. I know about what He wants. I know more about His Word. And brother, thank God tonight, the Holy Ghost is the teacher of the Bible. And He's going to give you knowledge. Amen. Listen, friend, if you don't have knowledge, thank God that what you have, you're not going to grow none. You're not going to go any further with God. Amen. You'll just stay right there. Listen, you ought to have an open heart tonight. Thank God to be willing to hear God and grow. There's some things tonight I absolutely couldn't preach because I do not believe that, thank God, it would be accepted. That's my communion with God. That's my fellowship with God. That's things that God's taught me, brother, tonight, that God has given me and given me understanding in. Thank God, when I look at these things tonight, and I'm telling you, if you're going to grow in grace and knowledge, thank God, friend, you're going to have to get your eyes and nose into the Word of God and let God teach you something tonight. Amen. That's right. Listen. When you study the Bible, read the Bible, can I give you this? It's you and God. It's just you and God. The Holy Ghost, He's going to talk to you. Do not be afraid to listen to Him. And listen, friend, God speaks through His Word. That's how He speaks. And if you don't grow in the knowledge of God and add to your faith this knowledge of God, you're not going to... Hey, listen, He said, some have not the knowledge of God. He even said, ever learned, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Their motive wasn't right. It was just religion. But that knowledge of God, you got the knowledge. Listen, if a man don't know he's saved tonight, he's not going to grow. Amen. And listen, if you're not saved, you surely not. But there's people, again, I say tonight, that don't know for sure that they're saved by the grace to God. Let me ask you something now. Does God talk to you? Does God speak to you? Does God teach you? Does God work in you and through you? That's an evidence right there. A man's been saved. Amen. He don't do that to lost people. He does it to saved people. Communion tonight can't be with the enemy. Communion, thank God, is with a friend. Amen. Jesus is my friend, thank God. And I have that access to pray and read the Word of God. And when God teaches me something, it's as settled in my heart that He's taught me this, and I've got knowledge ahead of the faith He gave me, and I can walk in the knowledge of God, thank God, and everything's in Christ, and therefore, praise God, I can grow and add these things to the faith God saved me by tonight. Amen.
That's this. He said, add to your faith knowledge. Notice this. And the knowledge temperance. That all, if you read these things and these steps here, every one of them gets a little more for the maturity of a believer. It's tighter, much more for the maturity of the believer. That word temperance just means it's a self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit, temperance is. And really, it's mastery over evil appetites. That the flesh, and I will say this tonight, friend, it's just the way it is. The Christian life to me is like the physical life. As far as the maturity and growing. And I've seen, you know, thank God, when you're a baby, them babies are protected and carried. And then they become that little child and they're still protected and carried and led and all that. We all need to be led by God. But the more you grow in God, the more liberty God gives you and the more work God allows you to put yourself to. And brethren, listen, when we get in this battle tonight, there's going to be a opposition. And there's going to be, my friend, the opposition of the flesh. And we face that in our lives. And the only way that I know tonight, I'm just telling you honestly before God, the only way that I know tonight to keep this body under subjection is discipline. Amen. And the help of God, of course, and grace. But sometimes, friend, it's just more hard. It gets harder and harder. Amen. To keep my temper. Thank God. To keep my spirit right. Thank God. Some of you, it's hard. And listen, friend, that's just maturity. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to help you tonight if you'll let me help you. And I'm not saying I'm a ride to this, but I'm just telling you this tonight. What can keep us in control, no matter what we go through and face as Christians, is to realize who is in control. And when you realize who is in control, thank God, nothing, my friend, comes your way that He can't handle. Amen. And brother, you're going to be, He was tempted, thank God. And brethren, He overcame it by the Word of God. But I'm telling you, the temperance tonight, the self-control, we control our tongue, we control our desires, we control them in fleshly appetites. That's why He said, abstain from fleshly lust at war against the soul. Amen. Listen, what He's saying is, don't walk into it. Ain't God's enough balance to walk into the temptation of the flesh tonight. And brother, I'm telling you, your body's not saved yet, and it ain't going to be in this world. And brother, you're going to have a battle with it. You have a battle with your ears, your eyes, your mouth. Thank God, your flesh, your desires. Thank God, that's why He said, add to your knowledge temperance, and that comes under the control of God. Amen. And having some control in your life. Amen. And I never thought I'd have the battles I have now. I did not think it. And I thank God allowed it. Listen, I don't think, He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for he shall be given the crown of life. And the temptation, amen, them things. Thank God, we have overcoming power tonight. He used the word overcoming tonight. I've thought about that. You know what I mean? Amen. Not everybody's an overcomer. That's just the way it is. I believe that God has overcomers. And I understand that he that born of God overcometh the world. But when I get talking about practicing the things that God says, there's people that have problems with overcoming. And they will have problems with it until they be willing to have repentance and yieldedness to God Almighty and let God help them and handle it. Amen. God is not listening. God give you a Bible tonight. God ain't going to go do it for you. He's wanting you to do it. Amen. That's right. Do. He said do. He said he that doeth the will of God. He that doeth, friend, faith without works is dead. If you have no works to prove what your profession is, it's as dead as a hammer. And therefore the writer Peter saying, if you're going to have some faith, if you're going to have some power of God in your life, you're going to have some virtue, knowledge, and some temperance in your life. And brother, tonight, temperance was the last fruit mentioned in Galatians 5 because it's one of the hardest, thank God, to keep under subjection your body. Amen. But Paul said, I do it, thank God, that when I preach to others, I wouldn't be a castaway tonight. Amen. That's right. Son, it's hard sometimes. God help us all. Amen. Temperance is something you got to add. And then he said, to temperance, patience. And it gets a little more difficult. Yes, patience means that I cheerfully endure, that I persevere. No matter what I'm going through, I'm persevering. God's helping me persevere. That's what it means. That's what patience is. Ain't God, patience is steadfastness. Amen. Patience is cheerful endurance. Patience is continuance. And patience is waiting. That's right. Amen. So he said, add to temperance, and when you get some control, amen, by the Holy Ghost, that you've yielded to, then you need some patience. Amen. You need to wait on God. Thank God, you need to wait. I say on the Lord. Amen. Brother, listen. If we're going to add to that faith, we've got to have some patience. Amen. That means that you're going to go through some hard times. That means you're going to face some things. And you can't do one thing about it. But wait on God to do His will in it. Amen. That's right. That's where you got to trust Him. Brother, I'm telling you, there's people tonight, if you come up here, I don't say you got to come up here. If you just put your hands up to it and say, I'm giving it to God, and give it to Him verbally, and make a vow to God and say, I'm giving it to you, and I'm waiting on you, whatever your lot is and whatever you want to do, I'm subjected to it. If you can do that from the heart, then God will help you. Amen. But if you just always, I don't know when God's going to do it, and I'm telling you, and you can't wait on Him. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, it's not easy to wait on God, but I'm telling you, it's a reward. He said, thank God, amen, in the book of God, He said, let us run with patience the race that's set before us. See, patience is not, I guess you could add it, but you're in a long line of traffic and you're griping about it not going no faster. I mean, my goodness, friend, just because you don't say nothing don't mean you're patient. You might have your mind on something else. Right. Amen. Didn't even think about the traffic. Patience to me is what he's saying, is undergoing something and waiting on God and enduring and persevering through it and letting God help you get through it, right, to make you stronger. See, here's the whole thing. He's wanting to purge you from earthly thinking. Right. He's wanting to get you to think like He does. Now, you ain't going to ever achieve that, but He wants you until you made like it. But He still wants you to have a spiritual mind. And the why we go through things in this life is, praise God, to see the value of waiting on God and the eternal value of setting our affection on things above and making it through it. Amen. And thank God, as Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. No matter what I go through, there's a God in heaven knowed it before I ever went through it. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I thought about people that went through cancer. Thought about people that... That's just a deadly word to us in society. I'm going to tell you this. It takes the grace of God for any man to go through what he goes through. It takes the grace of God. See, right now in my mind, if I heard that I got cancer, it would cause me to fret. Until He give me grace not to fret.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right now I'm thinking natural. I'm not thinking spiritual. If I walked in the doctor's office, he said, hey, you got cancer. First thing is, how long am I going to live? Be honest. Well, that's right. But here's the thing, friend. He could take me home without getting cancer. Amen. That's right. Here's the thing. It's all God. And what you have to see in this thing is the only way you make it through it is God giving you that gift of grace. God giving you that help. That's the only way you make it in life. That's where God's got you in total dependence upon Him. You can't do it without Him. And if you're going to add temperance and add this patience, there's going to be some hardship and difficult times. You'll never prove until, thank God, you go through something. Amen. Then I'll say this, he said, and when you get down to adding patience, then add godliness. That means holy living. That's what it means. That means holy living on the inside. The attitude of my heart is that I hate sin. I don't want sin in my life. I don't want it in me. I want to live pure. I want to live holy. I don't want to make excuses for sin. I don't want to say, well, everybody else is doing it. I don't want to say, well, I've been through this, and I'm sinning in my mind and sinning in my heart, and I'm wishing this and wishing that. No, the purity of heart, the pure in heart shall see God. It's a godly life. It's a holy life. Amen. It's reverence to God. Amen. And friend, the Bible says, without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Thank God, friend, listen. Temperance and holiness, temperance and patience will purge you from a lot of flesh. Thank God that you can live a holy life. Amen. That's right. Holiness. Holiness is my definition of holiness is reverence to the Almighty and fear of disappointing Him and sinning and not having a holy heart to God. He said, lifting up what? Holy hands without wrath or without doubting. Amen. Holiness. That's the great attribute of God. He's holy. He's holy. That's what Isaiah said when he said, he cried, holy, holy, holy. So he said this, and your godliness, and brother, then he said, brotherly kindness. That word brotherly kindness, do you know where that comes from? That comes from the Philadelphia. Brotherly love. Amen. That's what it is. It's brotherly love. Thank God. It's that love. Amen. It's affection. Thank God. It's the love feast. Why was that church age? Thank God. So blessed to God. Thank God they had love in it. Amen. They had brotherly love in it. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, if you want to see the blessings of God on your life, you love the people of God the way you ought to. Brotherly love. I'm talking about brotherly love. Amen. It's a kinship. It's a blessing. Amen. And listen, friend, thank God you're not going to love your brother. Amen. If you don't love God, you're not going to love God if you don't want to live right and live holy. Amen. That's right, friend. Thank God He wants you to love one another. That's the great commandment of God. And He said, add to brotherly kindness, charity. Finally gets down. That word charity is agape, which means love. It's a God love. If we say, would you give to charity? You've heard that charity. Charity is an action word. Charity is a word, thank God, it's an action word that we want to, thank God, put the love of God behind what we believe. It's an action word. It's a love word. Amen. That means that I love you. And I want to help you. And I want to exercise that love of God in my heart because I love you. That's exactly right. That's the way the family of God ought to be. And brother, if you don't have that, then you miss it out. Because I'm telling you, friend, thank God, the greatest thing in life is love. God is love. Everything about God is love tonight. Amen. If you want to be like God, you want love. Amen. You will love. I said this the other night. I said, the love of God precedes everything He does for it, but I'm going to tell you, God is love. The love of God only precedes things and it's motivated and done because God loves us. But God is that. And God is love. And He said, faith, hope, and charity. The grace seed is charity. Hey, God, we'll have it in heaven, friend. We'll have love in heaven. Hey, we don't need hope and faith in heaven. We'll have charity. It abides forever. Thank God, that's what He does. He said, add this. Put it on the list. It's much important. Thank God to have charity in your life. Amen. You'll learn this in life. You'll never regret the day that you've done, had the love of God in your heart for somebody. You've done something for somebody to help them. You'll never regret it. You will never. You'll never regret what you do for somebody. You'll never regret, parents, what you did for your children and loving them. You'll never regret it. There's no regrets tonight, thank God. Amen, on the love of God. Amen, but I'm telling you this tonight. If you don't add these things, you're missing out. I'm down you add these things. Virtue, knowledge, amen, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. Hey, it don't matter, friend. I wonder tonight, have you added these things to the saving faith in you tonight? Notice what He said here in verse 8. He said, but if these things be in you, This is a truth. This is the Bible. I'm reading the Scripture to you tonight, and I'm telling you this is what the Word of God says. And brother, if it says it, it's true. If these things, what? Them things you added to your faith, be in you and abound. That means that they're going to increase. That means that, praise God, amen, they're going to superabound in your life. That people's going to see, look, if they abound, they make you, thank God, they make you that you shall neither be barren. That word barren there means you won't be useless. That's right. A barren tree is a useless tree, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things be in you, you'll not be barren nor unfruitful. Notice verse 9. But he that lacketh these things. What things? The things you're supposed to add to your faith. Can I tell you this? This is what I believe. I don't believe anybody has 100% assurance and with conviction in their heart if they ain't in where God wants them. If they've disobeyed God, live a life of disobedience to God, don't do what God says, you think God's going to whisper sweet assurance to them? No way. You can say, I remember the day I got saved. That's good. What about today? Amen. You don't have to go back further today to find out whether you saved or not. That's right. Let me say, yeah, I remember. What about today? People like it, they told me the date and everything, hadn't been in the house of God and have lived for God in 20 years. That's because they believe a preacher instead of the Holy Ghost. I'll say this tonight. Somebody asked me, do you believe in backsliding? I said, well, I believe a man can slide back. That is an Old Testament term, but I still believe that, thank God, in using the Old Testament Scripture, thank God, I believe you can take it and use it to the fact that men do backslide. Amen, but I'm telling you, he can't stay there. Now, how long can he? I ain't got no idea on that, but I'm just saying this. Brother, I'm telling you, without chastisement, he's a bastard, not a son, and a man that's really backslide is the most miserable man in the world. That's right. Have two. Notice this here. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind. You know what that means? That means he's mentally blind. That means he can't see. He's blind. He's blind in mind. He's blind in his mind. Notice this here. And cannot see afar off. And notice this. And hath forgotten. He is purged from his old sin. Just what I said. He ain't singing blessed assurance. That word purge means cleanse. From his old sins, that means time past. You know John the Baptist got in pretty bad shape down in that prison. He did say, is this the Christ or do we look for another? That's right, when he was born. Buddy, I'm telling you, you know what somebody asked me? They said, what do you think about that? I said, they think he got low. I think he got low. He wondered where Jesus was. Somebody said that wasn't, he really didn't doubt. I said, he was in the prison of doubt. He did doubt. Buddy, I'm telling you, these people's much higher and more, thank God, if I use the word worthy than I am tonight, John the Baptist, Peter, all these men, thank God tonight, friends, seeing, and I'm telling you, brethren, they remember what the Lord said. Jesus said, go show John, go tell John. Blind seeing, the dead raised, the lepers cleansed, thank God the lame are walking, and I am who I said I was. I'm the Messiah, thank God. I'm telling you, brother, Jesus said, them are born of women, there's none greater than John. I'm telling you, a man can get low tonight and forget some things. Amen. I'm going to tell you something else. Israel forgot God. Notice what it said. When all that God done for them, it said he soon forgot. They soon forgot. Didn't take them too long to forget what he did. I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you something. We soon forget too what God's done for us. Amen. We live such under the spout of God and the blessing of God tonight. Amen. And we got our health. We got our strength. Thank God. That's the grace of God there, friend. I'm glad I got some health tonight, even though I've been diagnosed with heart disease. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, I've got health in my body. Thank God that I can, hallelujah, do what I'm doing. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God. I want to use my body for God. And I'm telling you, praise the Lord. It's a gift of God tonight, amen. Why should I murmur tonight? I ought to be dead. Could be in hell if it hadn't been for the grace of God. Amen. If you got health tonight, buddy, you got something. You want me to take you to the hospital? You want to look at some people? Listen, I know commercials sometimes are for that purpose, to get you. But I'm telling you, son, you want to look at them little old children over there at St. Jude's Hospital? How would you like it tonight? God's been good to us. And I know God allowed them people for His purpose. I know that. But how that would change our lives tonight. People that have children born with disabilities, that watch them 24 hours a day. I saw a couple the other evening. They live in my John and Mandy's neighborhood, and they was walking around the neighborhood, and they got a boy. I don't know how old he is. How old is he? That boy, probably 40s. That's her life. What would you feel like if you couldn't get in the car and drive somewhere? Never could be involved in nothing. But boy, thank God for grace. Buddy, I'm telling you, we're a blessed people tonight beyond measure. We're going to get in our car by the help of God tonight. I thought the other day, just for a moment, I had to think again. My life is short. I had to think again. I had to think again. I could be struck with a stroke right now. Never be able to talk again. Never be able to think clearly again. Had not been for the grace of God in my life. Amen, brother. I'm just saying tonight, it's a good thing, thank God, tonight to remember. Don't forget what God's done for you. But if you don't add these things to your faith, you can get to forgetting the greatest thing that ever happened, that you've been purged from your sin tonight. Notice this here. Wherefore, listen, I won't give you this. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give. The word diligence means put speed, make haste to it, put something to it. Diligence means, thank God, put some effort to it. It, with all diligence, add these things to your faith. But then he said right here, thank God, he said in the Scripture, he said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Buddy, he got down to tighten her down and said, you need to make sure what you got. I tell you, every one of you sitting here tonight with my love of God in my heart, you need to make sure what you got. Amen. And you need to point a finger, you can point a finger back at me and say, hi, you need to too, buddy. I'm telling you, every man needs to make sure what he's got tonight. That calling means it's a divine invitation given by God Himself. Election is just the same word as being chosen. Make sure of it. Make sure of it. Praise God, make sure of it. If you've been called and chosen by God Himself, you're a blessed man tonight. There ain't a better position you can have in the body of Christ. Amen. It's being saved by the grace of God. And know you're one of His. Thank God tonight. It's all right if He comes back. It's all right if I die tonight. I'd hate to lay on the deathbed and not know. For if ye do these things, what add to your faith? You listen to what he said right here. This is what Peter said under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. This is what he said. If ye do these things, add to your faith, ye shall never fall. That means you're not going to stumble and you're not going to err. That means you're not going to. That word never means never. It means not at any time. Amen. That's why Paul, if he wrote the book of Hebrews, I think he did. He said, press toward it. Press toward perfection. Amen. Thank God. The word perfection means you're not going to be perfect, but it does mean full maturity. Amen. Press toward it. I've told this before. This is the words of a mature man. Lester Roloff. He lived under persecution all his life. He preached holiness a lot. He was one of the first preachers after I got saved I'd love to listen to. I love listening to Brother Roloff. You know why? Because he was so genuine in giving the Word of God. He probably wasn't the smartest doctrinal man, but I'm telling you what, that man believed in loving God and being a holy man of God. I'm telling you, that man loved God. He was with Brother Bobby Robertson one time, and I think I've told this before. And Brother Robertson kindly said some things to him, just going on with him. And Brother Roloff really didn't respond. And that evening, Brother Robertson went to him and said, Brother Roloff, he said, I won't apologize to you for what I said to you this morning. He said, I'm sorry. And he said, what are you talking about? He said, you know them things I said. He said, well, Lester didn't hear him. He died when he got up. He said, that don't bother me. Whatever a man says, I die to that. I'm not alive to that. That's maturity. That's maturity. That's maturity when the government and the state's in your face telling you to shut down what God told you to open. And he got thrown in jail and he went in jail with them. And didn't flinch eye. And stood there right there for God. And said, I'll do it, well, whatever God wants me to do, and I'll die that way. That's a blessing. That's a mature person. It's not nobody fighting back. Can you tell you this tonight? God didn't, listen, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. But when are we going to give it to God? And then say, Lord, I'm your child. I'm walking in your light. I've added all these things to my faith. And God, whatever your will is in my life, whatever the purpose of God is for me to be made more like Christ, whatever the purpose of God, he said, I know there'll be a great interest in heaven. What about all these martyrs? Thank God he's talking about this morning, brother, that's going to enter heaven one day. Thank God with a top-notch crown. Praise God for giving their life for the gospel. Amen. That's right. Amen. So I say you better add some things to your faith if you want to enter heaven. And then I'm not talking about entering heaven, thank God, as far as being saved. If you want to enter heaven with a good entrance. Amen. Because it's more about heaven and the affectional things above than it is below. That's right. Amen. That's right. May the Lord help us. That's our prayer. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing the Word of God. I hope it helps you.